So, the whole system is dead. People are born in dead in trespasses of sin, but they want to paint the flesh and make it smell good, make it look good, and brush their teeth so it don't stink, and put some deodorant on so it don't stink. The flesh is nothing but sin, but the system wants to make you think it's pretty and it's perfect and it never does wrong. But you see their contradictions and you see their lies and you see their games. But they don't want you to expose it, right? It's just no different than the Pharaoh of Egypt. The Pharaoh of Egypt wanted Israel to sacrifice to make the Pharaoh look good, you know. It's all a narcissistic system to make them look good. And if you speak contrary to, if you don't make them look good by speaking the truth, you got to go. And if you affect too many people, like the president or something like that, you got to go. In other words, if a president comes in there that speaks the truth to expose all their lies, what happens? They got to go. Congressman, senator, whatever. If you try to rise up in the system in truth, the whole system's going to attack you. Why? Because the system's lies. The system is nothing but lies. The doctors, the lawyers, the school system, the politics, every system that's created in the devil's world. Yeah, we know God created the world, but the devil, for now, the god of this world's system is the devil. And so every system has lies and contradictions because it's run by unsaved narcissistic Jezebels, right? And so the system is nothing but a system of vampires. They're dead. Now think about it. They're dead, but they want to live. And they can't live unless they feed off of somebody else, the snake eating the snake. You understand what I'm saying? The snake eating the snake. That's why when they call you with their junk, and that's why I quit talking to them, when they call you with their junk, you feel wore out after you talk to them. And you didn't do nothing. It's a narcissistic fake reality. Why? You feel wore out after you talk to one of them because they're a vampire. They're a vampire. They have to feed on life because they're dead. And I'm coming out in their soul and in their spirit. They're feeding. It's a feeding frenzy. The hive is dead. So they need the living, breathing, elect saints to function. But they hate you for that very reason.